Let's start with the sugya of Ayin Hay a little bit. I mean, there's two parts of the sugya of Ayin Hay. There's the sugya of Sadech Alozo, which is probably the ikur part of the sugya. There's a lot of different nakudas over than that part. But in the second half, the Morris says, Ashrechtei, the Morris says, Ashrechtei Meshumai Chayiv. The reason why you get this, because you get to the sugya on the beginning of Shonash Ratzim, you have two Lashadas and Rashi, whether the Chayiv is because of Tzeveya or because of the Tilsa Shama. And Batsim, it's the Gemara over here. The Gemara says, Ashrechtei Meshumai Chayiv, Rabba Meshum Tzeveya, Shmuel Meshum Tilsa Shama. So Tosis over here learns the Morris Kasha. We're not going back on the Shechet of the Mishnah. That the Morris, that's Pasha, that's because of the Tilsa Shama. Because you can't say that the Shechet of the Mishnah is Kasha because of Tzeveya, because Tzeveya is listed separately in the Mishnah. So we're asking on Shechet Alma. Shechet of the Mishnah, I know why you're Chayiv. Clearly there's something called the Tilsa Shama. The more Shaila is, like the Morris Yamaz Ben Rav, the more he agrees is the Rav says, Mishum Tzeveya, Mishum Tzeveya, Mishum Tzeveya. No, Af Mishum Tzeveya. So we tell us a little more. The Morris is asking an interesting question. I know that there's a Malach of Shoichit, it's Chayiv because it's Tilsa Shama. That's not my deal. I'm curious, in the average Shoichit nowadays, is there anything else besides? Shmuel says no. Rav says, yeah. What is there? There's Tzeveya. Like, the Rabbi's Maz, but he wants to be Tzeveya, the base of Tzabra of the Shechita, to make the look. It should be obvious that it's freshly shechted, and therefore people will want to buy the meat. Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi learns that Shechita, the Morris Kasher is Shechita b'Melechus HaMishkan Hecha Umay Avite. Where was the Shechita in the Melechus HaMishkan? I Aris Elim Ma'odamim Lomali B'hu Shechita B'chanikas Namisagi. So why are you saying in the Lama Tetz Melechus that there's a Melechus called Shechit? There's a Melechus called Shechit because in the Mishkan they didn't shech. So Rishash, not Rishash, the Merle Roy says, I mean, what do you mean they didn't shecht? Of course they shechted, because otherwise it's baltashkis. Because if you kill it b'chanika, you can't eat the meat. If you shechted, you could eat the meat. So that's how we know that they shechted it. So once they shechted it, okay. Rashi learns the chara, the nakuda over the malach over here is the fact that you killed the animal. So it's under shechita. So what's the worst teretz? The Morris says, Mishum Tzeveya. Shum Tzeveya is the boss of Shabbos Shkita. Come afarish, am I Mechavin, the Tzavoy, but Tzviya, Havoy B'mishkan, Ab Malacha. As Rashi learns, the Rav's Teretz. Shmuel Tzim Tzil Sashama, the Tzil Sashama, Havoy B'mishkan, Me'elim Adodamim, Retachish Mechalozim. There was the Tzil Sashama. So, what's the Tzak of Tayyad Gemara? The Morris Akasha, that there wasn't Shkita in the Mishnah, in the Mishkan, because they just said Chanika. So Morris Teretz is, there was a Tilsa Shama in the Mishkan. We know there was a Tilsa Shama in the Mishkan. That was the cash. We knew that. Right? So Pashto, the Morris Teretz is, and Shmuel, he's saying, you're right, that Shoichid is going to be an example of a Tilsa Shama, but it's Lav Dafka, that the Melacha is Shoichid, the Melacha is the Tilsa Shama, and the Shoichid is an example of that. Similar, do you have maybe the Mishnah? We have a fear in the Mishnah, even though the Gemara says Pashas that the Malacha in the Mishkan was Bishul, but we said a fear since the past not got. Okay, so it's pretty clear the way Rashi learns that the Ikur Malacha is the Tilsa Shama, which Chanika is really that example, and Shaykhid is also an example of that. That's very clear as Rashi learns. The Rambam does not learn like that. Rambam, when he puts down the Malacha of Shaykhid, the Perkin Aleph, So Rama says that Shechet is the Av and Chaynik is the Tol. Where Rashi is going to learn, there's no way you can call Chaynik a Tol. Chaynik is Pashas the Av, and either Shechet is it's two of us, Meimel if it's like we have Zerei and the Teyer both considered obvious, the two are found are doing the same thing, Batsin. Or the Yerushalmi over here in the Kal Gadol, the Mercy of the Rish Lakish says he took out Shkita because Shkita was only a Tolda, the Av was Chanika. And he put in Chanika. So why? What shot Natana? He said it. The same way you have Siddur to pass knockouts. See, Seder Siddur knockouts. It's easier to write Shoychid because the Maisa, even though that's only a Tolda, but you're Tzad, and you're Shoychid, and you take off the skin, so you're Mavshit, and then you eat the meat. So it's Seder Siddur knockouts, Yerushalmi says. So Rish Lakish over here without a Chalik, because there is in Bama Malik and Yerushalmi, there's Machloikis, whether Shechet's an Av or not, but Rish Lakish holds the post of the Shechet is a Tolda, and the Av is Chaynik, and Hilsa Shama Chaynik. But the Rambam lays it back very clear that when the Malach, the Av is Shechet, and Chaynik is a Tolda. But Rashi clearly is not learning like that. So the Shechet of Tolda is funny. Then even in Rab, it's even funnier. Like the Morris says, Robert's masking this until Sashama. So the catch was, why do we say Shaykhit? We could have said Chaynik, because really we have no reason to believe that they would after were doing Shkita in the Mishkan. So the more answers, but when you do Shaykhit, you're being Tzeveya. And that's why we said Shaykhit. I mean, that's the Morris Eretz, which doesn't really explain. But our kasha was that the correct av to say over here is Chanika. You didn't answer the kasha. Why you didn't say Chanika? And Rav agrees that there is a chiluv until Sashama, and that kind of Rav. So Shaychid is an example of that. He's saying, "Another way, what? You're right. Shmuel is right. I'm adding a kines to Shmuel. That's pasha to learn the way according to Rashi. That betzim the amalach is Chanika, and Shaychid is an example of that. So you want to know why we dafka chapta and Shaychid? Because it wasn't in the Mishkan. Because Shaychid also has in it another amalach, which is mentioned in the Mishnah, Surveya. So it comes out that Shaychit is like a gorgor in Av Malachos. That's why we said it. How's that answer the question? That wasn't the question. What's the answer according to that? So the Avinezer comes along and learns the Kash a little bit differently. So there's a din, there's a unique din of Shechita that an animal, a person kills an animal, not ayere shechita. The loch it's calls on the animals for chesis. The animal is considered a chai. Has it ever been a chai? Okay. I think I told you the story with the Yaakov Weimer. That's how we got a phone call from a shiksa that wants to know if the meat at A&P is ever been a chai. Tell you the story. Gifted told us a story that the Yaakov Weinberg, he was visiting Baltimore and came back. He mentioned that Yaakov Weinberg told him that he got a phone call from a shiksa. She keeps having to be annoyed, and she needs to know if the meat and the A&P, nowadays what they call giants, was A&P. That was the big food chain, food store. So is it meat ever menachai? So first glance, that's a ridiculous question, right? But the question she was asking was that when in the slaughterhouse, as soon as they kill it, they start cutting the meat off. But if the animal is still being mefarach, they cut the meat off, that meat is ever menachai, and it's also to eat. The fact that the animal stops being mefarach afterwards is irrelevant. They start immediately. So do they wait till the pirkus ends, therefore the meat is not even menachai, or she has to be choshed, the meat is even menachai, and she can't eat the meat? That was the shayla. So he said he didn't have the information on his fingertips exactly how, you know, we don't have like the star K for, you know, BN, you know, B'nai Noyach, you know. So he had a mevar the shayla. So there's the mefarchus, Kolzman's mefarchus, the din of a chai. An animal which is shechted, There's no din of Eir Menachai once it's shechted, even if it's Mefarchas afterwards. The din of Rabbani, you can't eat it because it looks like it's Eir Menachai. But there's a Chaloy's Heter Shechita, and it's not Eir Menachai anymore for Yisrael. And once it's Mutter for Yisrael, it's Mutter for a Goy also. So even though there's no din of Shechita by a Goy, a Shechita, which is Kosher Shechita, would be Matter for Yisrael, is Matter for a Goy also. Big din. And the Sugya, what about Shechita on a Behemoth Tameya? Since Shechita Behemoth is not Matter for Yisrael, does it have the character to put a chalois shita on the chazer? You know, if they would check the chazer, would it be a pameir ben lechai or not? Okay, not our sugi. So Avinezer learns the Morris kasha was a case where you did shita and it's still mafarchis. The mishnah is mashal etzchayev. Mashal avaloch is shoychet. The chalois shame shita is immediately even before it dies, because you see, if you didn't do shita, that's called chai. So that means you started. There's a heter chaloi shkita on the behemah immediately. So the Mishnah says the amalach is shaychit, means vice versa. Even though the animal is not dying, you're still chayiv. Morris says mehechad hesi. That wasn't in the Mishkan. They weren't necessarily doing shkita because their point was a dead animal that could take the skin off. So the Morris kasha is shaychit m'shumay mechayiv. What's this malacha called shaychit? Okay, so what's the Morris Teretz? The Morris Teretz is Mishum Matil Sashama. So the way Avinez learns, the Morris is saying Enechanami, that even though it's Mefarkis, but since the Reet's not Eber Menachai anymore, which means we put on a Chalois status of being Mutter to eat, because it's now called Buster, it's not called an animal anymore, so that's called Matil Sashama. That's enough to have a dinner in Matil Sashama to be Mechai for Matil Sashama. That's how he learns the Shakamataria of the Gemara. So that's like a, I don't know, is it a part of the Shechap? Is it a part of the Shechap? Or is it Pshuta in the Gemara? Because other talk about what's the Shakatai in the Gemara. But whether that's the Shakatai in the Gemara, the question is significant. Now, so we get to Chayvel, and we come along and we said that there's a Malach of Chayvel, and we have two Lashonos in Rashi, what the Malach of Chayvel is. Is it because it's Tzeveya? Over here there's no Natil Sasham at all. That's the way Pashi and Rashi, the son of the Tzeveya, it's not called Natil Sasham because you didn't kill the animal. You just made a Chaval in the animal. That's not called Natil Sasham. Or do you say Rashi is about Lashon, it's called Natil Sasham? That's called Natil Sasham. On the Tilsa Shama, Tosfos says it's the Tilsa Shama, the Lashon Rashi of Tzeveya is not the Pshat, fine. The Rama learns the Malach is Mefarek. So Pashas, the Rama is saying it's not Tilsa Shama, because he didn't kill it. A. B. To say that it's called Tzeveya, like even though here the more Rav says that which I said is called Tzeveya, I need to explain to you why it's called Tzeveya. People the next generation come, they're going to laugh at me. Tzeveya? So the more it gets involved, like where is the shame Tzeveya? Right? Okay, say it's Tzeveya, it's hard to say. So Rama says it's Mefarik. Leave that for now. Okay, but the Tosfos says, what is this, if you say it's the Til Sashama, which let's say Roy Rishonim learned it's the Til Sashama, what is the Til Sashama? So there's two ways of saying it. One is the Tosfos says, Lashon Amad, the Kadukulam, the Kadukulam, like you had over there, Rabbi Kama, he borrows Lashon, which means, Pashi is saying is because in the Kudus you're being machlish, you can kill the animal totally, and weakening the animal is also a form of the Til Sashama. Tosfos, that's not the pshat. Tosfos here on Ayin Ham and Aleph, Tosfos says that the key is because it's Til Sadam. Matil Sadam, Hanu Matil Sashama. Ki Adam one nefesh, and taking out Dam is taking out an Neshama. It's not because the animal got weaker. Don't do the animal getting weaker, not getting weaker. It's that some act of taking out the dam is called the Til Sasham. He says otherwise, what's the difference to us whether it's Sarfa Laksa or not, and it's still a Kuntin or not, or etc. The animal got weaker or not is the question. The animal got weaker, it's the Til Sasham. If not, not. So he says, no, that's not the malacha is the tilsa shama, to take out the blood. Okay, take out the blood. Now, where the Rambam learns that is beyside the av. The av is the act called not the shama lechem come any chay behemah ba'oyv be meshchita be menachir be ohi kaz chay a chaynik. Erase the Talmud shaykh. In other words, what's the difference between shaykh and chaynik? Shaykh, you took out blood. Shaykh and noicher, etc. You bleed, the animal bled to death. Chaynik means it didn't bleed at all. You just strangled it. So the Rambam is learning that the definition of the av is after taking out that. The way Rashi is learning that the ikar and the kudah of the malacha is the fact that the animal is dead. How you do it with blood or not is irrelevant. So now I come to Chayvel. I'm telling you that Chayvel is the Chayvel is taking out the da. Right, current text. Where does that come from? If the malacha is that the animal is dead, so you, then the sword, the animal is weakened. It's dead. Okay, fine. But if the malacha is not taking out the blood at all, it's not taking out the blood because chaynik is the av. So how do I know to come along and say that after taking out dam is also called the av? It's even a tolda. That's not the malacha. That's bechal not the getter of the malacha. If the getter of the malacha is that after bleeding it to death, that's the av. So I say, well, if you kill it another way, it's a tolda. If you take out blood, it's also a tolda. You don't even kill it. So if you start with dam being the ikar of the malacha, you can end up with both these toldas. Interesting, the Rambam does not learn that bleeding it partially is because of shaykhid. He's bleeding partially because of a fire. Right? But at least in the Rambam's approach in the av, you understand where Tosfos is coming from. Where Rashi is learning the av, the av is the path of killing it. So you understand when we get to chayvul, what is chayvul? What malach is chayvul? If the act of killing it is the av, so what does chayvul do with that? Is it? So Rashi, therefore Rashi introduces in one lashon the problem is to make. It's talking up and doing shaykhid. Right now the second lashon Rashi says is because of the problem is because of the tils of shama shaykhid, whatever it is. Right, and then the Rashi should agree with Tosis that the malacha is the bleeding. It can be difficult. Pashas Rashi, you have to learn that the malacha is the malikalikul malikapalga. The weakening it is a form of deadening it for partially. And that's the chiddush of.
Why can't it be that the netilas neshama of the netilas adam is the malacha? Removing dam is removing the shama. That's the
Okay, what I'm saying is if you learn, like Rashi learns the Gemara, that the Morris Kasha was at the Betzin, there was no Shkita in the Mishkan. So in the Mishkan, right? So that Nakuda is the fact that it's dead. It's not so much the Maisa per se how you do it, it's the fact that it's dead. Right? So now I have a puzzle that says Dam Hu Nefesh. That's true, Dam is a Nefesh, but is this the Tilsa Shama of making something dead and taking out Nefesh? I mean, it's not the same type of death.
So you can't say
you can't. I mean, you can't.
Why is it difficult? Why is that?
I was saying the malakol malakol the palga. I mean, is he borrowing the phrase from over there? No, from
okay, that phrase means chalishus. I understand, but
what?
That phrase means chalishus. That's not a good phrase
right,
to use.
Right.
But why?
But I'm saying, but I think that I'm thinking that. Malacha is bleeding. I understand. So that's the tilsa shama. That is what we call the tilsa shama. Right? If I come on and say the tilsa shama means killing it. Yes, there's a part of dam hu nefesh, and that's why it's also to eat blood, and that's what the psukim talk about. That's called the maisa of killing it. It's not killing it. The tilsa shama of the tilsa shama. of killing an animal, and the tzilus shama, quote unquote, of getting blood. I mean, it's you got something which the Torah refers to as a life source for the animal. That's called the tzilus shama. I don't call the tzilus shama in the. Yeah, it's a very, the sutra will be very difficult to see. So Yushalmi has that other lashon in the second paragraph that Shaykhin is the Av and Chaynik etc. whatever would be a Tolda, means that we're assuming that was Badafka the way they did it, and now the Svara, the Mechayiv, is the Tzurish Shkita, which Tzurish Shkita puts a Chalois Heter on the thing before it's dead. So it's not the death per se which is what does it, it's the Maila Shkita, whichever that which is taken out the Dam, whatever Shkita does, right? So then I can say, okay, so now if I do that, I mean, okay, killing it another way is not Gora being a Tolda, and then taking out blood is also Tolda at least. But if the Kuda is the death, to understand that something which has a comparison in some concept of Matil's Nefesh. I learned a Zoyer and it's called Matil's Nefesh. That's called death. It's not death. It's harder to see. It's difficult to see in the Sushta. Point to the Rambam, it's interesting, the Kuda. I want to point out interesting the Kuda over here. There's a fascinating, you know, the Shita's of Rambam is that the Pasuk of Yehuda, that Melech is Anasri Hulgufa is Chayiv. There are a lot of theories to that in the Rambam. So the Merkabas of Mishnah answers the Kasha by saying that halacha that in the Gufa Skayiv, according to the Rambam, like in Rabbi Yehuda, right, Pashti means in Rabbi Yehuda Gufa, is only by not by a Tolda. So the Rabbi Yehuda Frank, when he says it over, a little bit, he just starts like, it's like, you know, the halacha of in the Gufa Skayiv is semi-alba, is not by Tolda. So, Rishon Frank says it over with a particular Hesber. He says like this. He says that when we something is a Tolda, why is it Tolda Chai? Because even though it's not exactly the same as the Av, but since what it does is similar to the Av, similarly gets a din of the Av. It's Nilman from the Av. But now I do a Tolda, not for the purpose what you do the Av is for. So when I do the Av, and I do the Av even for a different purpose, and that's it, it's done to the Av. Here is something which is not—it's not the mice of the house. It's not for the purpose of the house. So we're stuck. So even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that what way? It's not a Tolda anymore. The point is, it loses its status of being a Tolda. So he learns that's how the Rambam understands Rabbi Yehuda Shita throughout the Masechta. You know, it's not just, you know, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Moshe Nehugu by Tolda is going to not be Kaya because it's not a Tolda anymore. So we get into the sugya over here. We want to know. So he takes out Dam. So he doesn't need the Dam. So is that it? Well, I have to define what the malacha is to define what's called in Shikla Gufa. If the malacha is taking out Dam, so anytime I don't need the Dam, it's in a Shikla Gufa. Right? Now, if I tell you that the Av is Shita and then Chayvel is a Tolda, so I'm Chayvel to take out Dam that I don't need, so we're here to cancel your Chayv. So Rambam gets around the problem. This is, yeah, Chayvel is Taka, it's a Tolda Mafarik. It's Taka, not a Tolda of the Tilsa Shom. So the Rambam, Lishitosa, then and Hanami, you Taka only Chayv by Mafarik if you want to use the blood. But if that your side is true, I don't know whether the other Rishonim agree with the Rambam. We don't pass the Rabbi Yehuda, but in the sugya of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the more is master, the according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though you introduce Lachzen Sin Lagufa, and you need Chayav with Tzarek Lekalboy because they're Rabbi Shimon. Because of Yehuda, you don't need Tzarech L'Kalba. So the case over there was Koyvel. And it was, and you're saying, you don't need Tzarech L'Kalba. So if the Malacha is Dam, so this is a Tolda, it's not the Av, and it's not for the Tzarech of the Av, so it shouldn't even come to Yehuda, it's not going to work. Am I making sense? Yeah. All right. So, if you learn the Malacha, the Tosfos says the Malacha is taking the dam. Okay, but if the Malacha is being maklish, we're just asking, it's a makalkal. No, it's not a makalkal because I have a need. So good. So the purpose of a certain makalkal is just to make it shouldn't be a makalkal. That's all we're going to say. But Tzichul Gufa doesn't bother me. Right? It says that'll be Rabbi Yehuda. Makalkal is still a problem. No, it's Tzichul Gufa. But the Malach is being machlish, so then I'm being machlish. I have a valid reason why I'm being machlish. But then it's Tzichul Gufa. It's like Rabbi Yehuda, I'm kind of here for that. Because then being machlish, mildly called the Kumala called the Palga, maybe it's a Tolder, maybe it's, you know, if it's a Tolder, we might still have that problem, but maybe it's not. So the point I'm moving now is suggesting, if the Malach is taking out Dam, the Av is killing. Right? Taking out Dam till you kill it, and the Tolder is taking out Dam to a little bit. If the Malach is being Maklishit, so Malach Kalapalga works both ways. The same with the Gemara in Baba Kama, you know, suggests that, like, well, you know, that maybe even the din of Dal of the Hay should apply because Mother Kula Palga says called Shaykhid in the Torah of Tvicha Mechira should include being Machlashit. Verse, no, this is Derek Sakas Yudhaf Keshkita. Right? But it works both ways. So just like once I know Kula, I know Palga, because they're equal, so then it's not a Tolda. That's the Malacha. The Malacha is being Machlish. You're Machlish totally till it's dead, you're Machlish partially. So then I don't have to deal with Chayvel as a Tolda B'chlal. So then, again, the Rambam is Yitasei, we don't need because he learns it's Mepharik. But if the Rambam is Yisrael is true according to the other Rishonim, I don't know any other Rishonim who say it. But the point is an interesting point that a Tolda of a Tolda, the Chayvel can't be a Tolda. If it loses both elements of the Av, wouldn't be a Tolda anymore. It's not the same Maisa, and it's not for the same purpose. The Magen Mishnah says that the Tolda either is because it shares the Maisa, or it shares the purpose. It shares neither mice nor purpose. So what is
it?
Yeah, because as much as we're saying the Malacha is, it's not pshat. Little blood, you're chayiv. More blood, you're also chayiv. That's not mistaber. The Malacha is shaykh, which is taking out all the blood. And now I'm saying, with the result is death. I'm saying, by the way, you know, if you take out a little bit, that's also death because since blood is called neshama, you bled, you took out some. Yeah, it's hard to say. It's mamash the same mice. Okay. So besides trying to confuse you, which I'm confused also. So I Mr. Love's company. The point I'm getting at is the when Rashi gets to Tchayvel, we have a big, you know, there's a big problem. What is this Malach of Tchayvel? The Rambam Taka comes as, you know, it's Mepharik. Rashi and Tosfos don't, most Rishonim do not, no, most Rishonim, I'm not aware of any other Rishon who calls it Mepharik besides the Rambam. Anybody else calls it Mepharik besides the Rambam? Not that I'm aware of, okay. Right? But they're masking to the Shiloh, what is Tchayvel? Like, it's a good question. So Rashi says one lashon, and it's a whole different ball game. Fine. According to the lashon that it is chayvul, it's important to understand that it's a tilsa shama. It's important to understand that there's a pashas and machlokas between in Rishonim. What way is this called a tilsa shama? It's because of taking the blood, or because you're being mad. Tachlis the Behema, and that might play itself out in Nafkamina as the Gabri Rabbi Yehuda, and then it's the Gate to the Sugya before in Kuvava Madalev, make a Nafkamina. Okay.
Anyone that says that it's Machlis, another Rishon that says it's Machlis, they say, don't say it's Machlis.
I'm not, actually says that. You know what? I didn't do my homework, but I remember that there's maybe a Ritva, I think it's Ritva, maybe, I think there's Ritva over there. I think the Ligman Kopp, I think it's a Ritva. The Ritva says it's the Kuda of being Machlish. Okay, one point. Second point, in Rifarik. So there's multiple problems in the Rambam. Right? There's multiple problems in the Rambam. The Gemara in Ksuvus in the first parak, the Gemara gets involved in the Shaila about being Baal, Baal Absulat B'Tkil B'Shabbos, and he's going to cause her to take out the dam. Is that a problem or not? The more makes it totally in the Shaila where the dam is Mifka Pocket, the dam is Kabur Mechpur. Is the pshat is that there's the psulim there, and the dam is held behind the psulim, so the dam already is detached from the body. It's not absorbed in the body, and this thing is just like a memory preventing it from coming out. And then, if that's true, there's no malach of chayvul, or it's kaburi mechber, and this mice is the mice of chavola, which is taking out the blood. Now, when you get to mafarik, when you get to the malach of mafarik, so one of the examples of mafarik in the law is chaylev, is milking a behema. The milk in the behema is not kaburi mechber, it's mifkin pocket. So why is the more thing in Ksuvus if dam is mifkin pocket, it's not called chayvul? If the malach is bleeding it, the blood's not attached to the body anymore, so you're not doing anything.
It's a Rashi.
Right, but I'm Pashas, the Metzias.
Right, that's what they
said.
They don't always argue Metzias, but the Gemara actually assumes it's a shail about the Metzias. So, see, it's not, these Metzias are not so.
I don't know what to do with the Gabidah, it's the Gabidah. The more we're clear for the Gabidah.
I know, but I'm just saying it's not.
I'm saying, but if the more. I'm just saying, yeah. As much as we understand the Metzias of the woman, unless the woman changed, the more it has a sad that Dam is Mifkat Pocket, there's no. It's a Kalbuch Harmer that the milk is Mifkat Pocket. Right. And whatever that Metzias is, you know, I mean, it's hard to argue.
Well, that's important to say. It's only Rashi.
Yeah, I understand. Okay, yeah, Mouse. So that's one question. The second question is in the Malach of Mefarik. So we don't know why Rashi at places didn't learn like the Rambam, right? So I'm not answering the question. I'm just asking the question of the Rambam. So why didn't Rashi at places learn like the Rambam that there's Mefarik involved over here? Or why isn't there Mefarik involved over here? Whether you know, right? So you want to tell me it's a Shama and it's Sedeya? It could also be Mefarik. So I'm going to tell you a word. Again, I'm doing my homework. If I call correct, Elimelech Kopp is a Pnei Yeshua. It's one of these Pnei Yeshuas that I saw once in my life. Later on, there's Makam and decided to work myself, and I found out that I have underlined my Pnei Yeshua, and I can't find the Pnei Yeshua again. But I'm really pretty sure that's one of those. Okay. So there is the scenarios of Mefarik which we have in the Gemara. That's the Av is Dosh, right? So the Av is Dosh. You have the kernel grows on a stalk. The kernel is attached to the stalk, and you need to break the kernel off of the stalk to be able to use the kernel. Right? The kernel is clearly a distinct item from the stalk. It has a distinct function. That is the purpose of why the stalk is growing. And now I'm coming along, and I need to do this act of breaking it off. And that's that. They come along. And say, okay, now the Samora applies this to squeezing grapes and olives. Skeet is a told of dosh. I have the olive. The purpose of the olive is oil, and the oil is inside of the olive. So we're going to say we're going to compare it that it's a toldah, but it's the as it were the flesh of the olive is like the stalk. The oil is like the kernel, and I need to break apart the oil from its the flesh the same way I'm breaking apart the kernel from the stalk. The wine, the liquid, the juice inside of the grape is like the kernel. The grape itself is like the stalk. Right now they're attached together in some way. They're being held together, and the act of breaking it out, breaking it, is equivalent to breaking off the kernel from the stalk. Now the Gemara, we'll see, we'll learn the sugya. Gemara says that by other fruits it's not mitaraisa. It's not mitaraisa because other we say that that's Zeyabalm. The only thing which the Torah calls a mashka, the seven mashkim of the Torah, the ones which grow as fruits are your olives and your grapes. So you have milk, and you have water, and you have dam, and etc. So they have a din of mashka. But the grapes are the ones which grow in this type of oifin, right? That is olives and grapes. Now I'm squeezing a lemon. I'm squeezing a grapefruit. Right? That's not a melacha. It's coming out of Zeyabalma, which means we don't look at the liquid as being clearly distinct from the flesh. It's not a distinct. The Torah does not call it a mashka. So it's, as far as we're concerned, it's flesh and flesh. If I cut an orange in half, say, "Wow, I broke side A from side B and I freed it." No, I cut a thing in half. That's more called an uchel defris. So that's not the melacha of mafarik. I mean, otherwise you could say you have two things. You break them apart. That's mafarik. That's dosh. That's not true. It's when you have a clearly distinct item which has a function, which is recognized, and the Torah gave its approbation, and this is called a distinct, significant item. You break it apart. That's the melacha. If I call correctly, what he says is, Dam doesn't come along beside Mefarik and say, "Well, you know, there's the body. The body is nice enough to hold the Dam for us, and we need to break the Dam out of the body to get the Dam to use." We don't look at the Dam as being a distinct item from the body. That we should look at the Dam as being this, that the body is like the shell holding the kernel. It's the stalk holding the kernel. It's the shell holding the oil. It's the body holding the dam. In other words, that's not the melacha mafarik. It's part of the body, and I'm bleeding it. Okay, so we have a melacha mafarik with the tils hashama, it's survey, etc. But not the mafarik. That's where Rashi and Tosis.
That's different than
chaylev. Milk is recognized as there's an udder which Rashi put in the world to provide milk for us. And the milk is held in the udder. The body is holding this thing called milk to provide for us.
So the sherish of the chilek here is because it's meant to come out?
The sherish of the chilek is because the av is meant to be a distinct in thing with a distinct function.
I'm saying what makes it, what qualifies something as distinct?
It has a distinct function.
Milk has a distinct function because it's drinking.
Different than the body, yeah.
Whereas dam doesn't?
Dam is part of the body.
Because we don't eat it. I'm saying why is it indistinct? Because of what?
You want to know what if we were living in a society in which we would drink dam?
That's not the point, right? We're not saying it's not a mashka. We're saying it is a mashka. Right?
It's a mashka when it comes out, but at the same time, a kernel is on the stalk. Right? It's clearly the purpose of the stalk is to hold the kernel. It's not there's the stalk over here, and it's, you know, an agave that happens to be is there's a kernel. The reason why it grows is to provide us with the kernels.
That's because it's upsetters. Right, but by a fruit, it's not upsetters, right? We still look at it that way.
Well, that's not really true. The eker of the way we look at an olive and a grape, the eker purpose of the olive and the grape is to provide the liquid.
Is that the vart, or is just that the liquid is a derech to do it? It has to be the right. That's the
point. That's a deal.
That's not even the point that you're trying to make either. right?
That's a way to bring out this. That we look at it as a distinct. The fact that it has its own function, which is a recognized function, makes it perceived as being a distinct, separate item, which is being held, and I'm breaking the two apart.
So saying the problem then with dam is that dam doesn't have a recognized function,
right? Doesn't have a distinct function.
Well, then people apparently serve dam to the club, right? So I'm saying if dam had a recognized function, that would be different. Okay, well done. Say the Torah was gave six azaras on dam, right? So the people apparently.
Yeah, Rashi says
the
steer in Rashi is chazal. Like one place Rashi says vice versa, they were stupid dumb. One place says in the Torah's mouth, nobody wants to be dumb anyway. The carrying is carrying, even if it's a ridiculous thing. You know? So I don't know which Rashi will follow,
my point is that
even if that would be true, we find it very difficult to say while the dam is inside of the animal, the Rosh created animals as a hechadim to provide blood for us. So therefore, even if it's in the animal, it's a distinct function, which I need to get out of the animal. The Rosh
it's a part of the animal that's extractable and usable. I'm saying,
while the animal's alive, the purpose of dam is to keep the animal alive. The purpose of milk in the animal is to take the milk out and give it to the child or give us to drink. So it's a distinct item which needs to be broken out of its shell. The Russian created grapes. The purpose of grapes is that they should have this liquid which we can use. The Russian create grapes. Right? The reason why blood is in the animals as well, because we need to drink blood. So the Russian create animals to provide blood.
It doesn't seem like ulterior motive of the broth should be the dam. I can hear that.
No, what I'm saying, the point is, Kol Zman is in the animal. It's in the blood is part of the animal. It's not distinct. In all of the cases of Mfarik, it's distinct. The distinction is because it has a different function. Milk has a different function. Liquid has a different function.
It boils down to the fact that we don't perceive blood as a separate entity because
Kol Zman, even if you would use it afterwards, if Kol Zman is in the animal, it's not a distinct separate part of the animal. It's part of the same way. I don't think anyone would come along and say when you cut over the animal and you cut out you like eating kava. So you cut off the kava. Oh, mafarik! Because I broke out the kava from the recipe.
That's not the shot. That's not separate.
Why is that separate?
Soul buster. The only base of mafarik is it has to be one mashkel, one oichal. Otherwise, it's nothing to talk about, right? That's the alpha base. It has to be the two. They have to have two different statuses. Otherwise, just have to difference.
But the point I'm saying is Ukla the Ifris applies to a liquid also.
Because we don't look at it as a liquid. We look at it as an oichel. So as we were saying, Batim, that we're looking at
it. Kol Zman, the oichel, the diamonds have the body. It's part of the animal. It's an oichel. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Right. Now, what will be in a society where they grow animals, they have a blood breeding farm to be able to get blood? I don't know. So that's the question nowadays the person grapple with. You know, whether we grow grapefruits, we grow oranges to provide. There's juice oranges. So what's their status? They got to speak to.
I don't know if what the society uses it for is what the sheresh and the shayla over here is. It could be that what you're saying is that. I don't know. It could be that what the point here is that dam is going to be also different no matter what, regardless of what our use is, because dam is one chafzer.
Yeah.
And then it'll be no matter what.
No. Question I'm saying is if I would create a reality where the only reason why we had behemoths is to provide blood for us, right?
Even if we grow.
So I don't know. Well, what happens?
Still a chelagra. It's an intrinsic chelagra animal, no matter what.
Right. So would that? Then I can start clearing the shayla. Maybe that should be have a different disease. But Kozma, that doesn't happen, which is not happening so quickly, I think. So to call it mafarik is a bit chiddush. That's the chiddush of the Rambam. So as much as they're muttering to come up with what the definition is, mafarik is not an option. Besides that, if you call it mafarik, you have all these kashas on the sugyas. Be'etzim is not shy to the malach of mafarik. So what are you left with? So you're left with these two options we have over here. So that's a okay. Now,
Stifler wants to say the Rambam really is masking the Sahara too.
That what?
The Stifler said the Rambam is also masking the Sahara. So he tries to use it to answer a bunch of questions.
So it's not really Mufarik.
Right. It's only Mufarik, only certain instances.
Okay. Okay. Okay, last point. So the Rambam over here in Peret and Ches, he says the piece about that the that Chavul Chashesh Baor is Chavish Mafarik. But he says, but if he needs the blood, so it's a tikkun. If he's just discovering the hazik b'vad, it's a makalko. Yes, he says that's why chavu behema chayv oif, chavu chaveroi. A bishin discovering the hazik chayv, and they nachas ruchay, chenis karadaita v'shacha chamosa reuke masakin. That's the Rambam shita that the person nachas ruchay the yitzroi, not the yitzroi, but the yitzroi is. Right. Maybe you can see that on this day. Okay, fine. Okay. Bobby said it's circle dam, shahitzi mimano is chai. So even though you don't need the dam, you're still chai because so that means the Rambam learns over here that the reason why you need the dam is because otherwise it's a makalkal. The problem is that's one of the problems in the Rambam, because by mefarik, every mefarik, if you the law is if you don't need the thing which is coming out, it's not mefarik at all. That's the sugya we'll learn around. The person pickles something and then he squeezes out all the liquid because he wants it to be drier to eat. It's mutter. It's not. Doesn't have a shame. Skita b'klal. It's not even a rabbanon. So the Rambam seems to say the only reason why you need the case, it's calling him a mefarik, and he's saying the only reason why you need the dam is because you're metakin, and therefore by a person where the pleasure of hitting the person is enough, he'll be chayv even though he doesn't need the dam at all. So it's called tikkun. If the Rambam really means mefarik, so why don't the rules of mefarik apply over here? Okay.
That's worse than Tarsus says that.
The Tarsus on Gilman Bay says that by Dosh, that this is one of the cases where Enes Trichel Lekufa makes it son of Locha Bechla. It's Mutter. Right? Because that's why the person is Seichet Kibosh, he's Kibosh something to pickle it, and now it's full of this liquid. So he wants to drink the liquid, so he's Kibosh, that's Skita. If he's doing it just to make the food tastes better, so it doesn't get a shame malach at all. So one way to answer is because it blives ukhl difference. It calls them out, you don't need the liquor coming out, so then it gets a shame of ukhl difference. By dam, because dam is a mashka, so it has a cheshivas of there coming out would make it, but then you'd have a tremendous. If that's true, then the answer like that, you're going to get a fascinating enough community of halacha by a woman who needs to nurse. So, woman needs to nurse. So she needs to relieve herself from the liquid. It's painful. So luckily, she can relieve herself as long as the milk goes to ibud. What's the amount of milk going to leave? Because it's not soichet. But you're saying over here that it's called soichet because it's a mashka. Milk is a mashka. Elamai, what? You need it to be a tikkun. It is a tikkun because. Right?
We know that that's for sure. Is that a
Yeah. passing halacha. Okay, so just point out this or in the Rambam that needs you need to. Here's the kasher. Yeah, does he
teres? Yeah, it says the Rambam is tailored on teres. It says this, there are rishonim that are called on teres. There's a ring and suvis that are.
Yeah. Shalas. We have a Gemara that covers Kavoshim, the Tzar Gufa, and his Mutter. And Ram Paskins it. So you have to be Gagmek Hagdor.
Yes, Hadi Tara. So Hadi Tara says, after the Pras.
Yeah.
Right.
But then.
You have to figure that out.
So then, Magdama, I understand why it's different, but then what then you're going to make enough peanut butter in the case of Karlov. Okay.